Hello, everyone in my podcast community. I am so glad that you are joining me today for this incredible podcast that I believe God has given me just for you to help you let go of things. I think so often in life, you know, we get to a place where we're so used to the deprivation and pain. We're so used to the way things have always been that we won't allow God to come in and do something new in our lives. And He wants to give us a life of abundance. You know, in Ephesians 3:20, it says that He's going to do exceedingly abundantly more than you could ever ask or think. And so I believe today with me giving you some things, this is just like elementary things that a lot of times we don't even think about that could really help us move forward if we would just let them go. And so my name is Real Talk Kim, and you can find out all you want to know about me on my website at realtalkkim.com. I have 3 incredible books out that will help you. You can get them on my website at realtalkkim.com. Please share this podcast with your friends. I believe that it will help other people get free as well. The reason I do these podcasts and I do Facebook Lives and I do Instagram stories and it is because I wish I would have had a me in my life when I was going through hell to help me get free quicker. You know, I just think that so often we got so many people tickling our ears and telling us what we want to hear that the reality is not being said to us. You know, I wish to God somebody would have told me before I spent a whole year nursing my wounds after my divorce, depressed, that God don't just take your pain away. You got to get up and walk away from it. You know, I wish somebody would have just gave me these tools to slap me up beside the head, you know, and so that I could have lived a happy life like I'm living now sooner. And so I spent a majority of my life stuck. And I realized today I was not stuck. I just stopped moving. And so that's a word for somebody. So today we're going to talk about, I'm Real Talk Kim. You can find out all my information on my website, realtalkkim.com. I travel all over the world. My 3 books are Beautifully Broken, Beautifully Whole, and When Your Bad Meets Is Good. Go get those books. They will bless you. And if I'm in an area, a city near you, make sure you come hug me and get to one of my events. So we're going to talk about today about what in our lives have we been nursing? Have we been pacifying? That's holding us back and keeping us stuck when we are not really stuck because we're not a tree. And as long as we ain't dead, God ain't done. But we have a part to play in moving forward. So the first thing that you got to let go of is you got to let go of your opinion of everyone else's life. Let go of your opinion of everyone else's life. No one has a perfect life. You see filtered photos on Instagram and highlight reels on Facebook. You see blissful accounts of seemingly faultless relationships and handpicked reflections of those you follow on social media. But you never truly see someone in these situations. In an age where we are so easily capable of creating and painting an immaculately false picture of our lives, it is important to remind ourselves that those we envy and those we compare our lives and ourselves to are capable of doing the exact same thing that we do. The next thing that you need to do is let go of your infatuation of waiting. Let go of your infatuation with waiting. It is often easy to get caught up in waiting for the things we want in life to simply happen. We wait for the promotions. We wait for the first text. We wait for the easy way out. It is time to stop waiting for our lives to become what we want them to be. It is time to start making them what we want them to be. We all have potential within us. It is penned and blooming between our palms. It is coursing through our veins. And if we meet our visions with the same level of ruthless effort, we cannot fail at making even our craziest dreams a reality. The next thing you got to let go of, y'all, in order to move and run into your blissful, amazing, exceedingly abundantly future is you got to let go of your comfort zone. The truest form of beauty in life, the richness and the experience is to be found in the areas that are unfamiliar to us. Life opens up in so many awe-inspiring ways when we allow ourselves to face our fears and trade in our everyday familiarities for things that may breed a lifestyle we have always yearned for. Think about it, y'all. Come on. Think about it. If you seek change, if you seek a sense of growth, it is time to do something different. It is time to embrace the unknown. Come on and tell yourself, I'm about to jump. I'm about to jump. I'm about to jump. And God, you're either going to teach me how to fly or you're going to catch me. But I'm about to jump. I ain't staying here no more. I ain't nursing these wounds no more. I'm not going to be a victim in my story no more. I'm not listening to what they say about me no more. I know who I am and I know whose I am. The next thing that you got to do is you got to let go of everyone's opinion of your doggone life. Let go of everyone's opinion of your doggone life. There are always going to be people, y'all, who will try to give you guidelines in regards to the correct way to go about living. However, there is no universally correct way to live a life that is solely your own. Everyone has different goals and different views as to what happiness is. People will judge you. People will try to change you. But if you, listen to me, if you allow for that to alter your path, you are going to end up living someone else's life. No, just say no. This year, you got, y'all listen to me, you got another couple of months, another few months of 2019. You better go after what you want. You better stop letting people tell you what you want. And you got to go after your own life. Go, 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 go. Listen, if you don't learn how to live your life, somebody will pay you to live theirs. Huh? The next thing you got to do, the next thing you got to do is let go of your tendency to favor being cool over being connected. Let go, baby, of your tendency to favor being cool over being connected. In a world that seeks connection, we oddly avoid eye contact. We time our text responses in order to protect ourselves from seeming too eager or too interested. And we hold our feelings back because we don't want to seem overly emotional or unreasonable. We silence our instincts. And at the end of the day, instead of feeling good about ourselves, we feel alone. We feel alone. We feel misunderstood. Remember, y'all, it is okay to be emotional, to seek help, to confidently tell someone you actually enjoy being around them, that you are infatuated with them, that you like them. There is nothing wrong with vulnerability, with being human, for that is what creates depth within our relationships. It creates depth within our relationships. And that is what ultimately unifies us. Y'all, I went my whole married life. I married my ex-husband, my baby daddy. I married him when I was, when I was like 21, and we proceeded to have babies quick. I had Morgan and Lincoln very quickly. I married him very broken. He was very broken. And we started a life of 17 years of toxic behavior to each other. And I got to a place where I was so afraid. Because I walked into this relationship with so much abandonment, so many people just walking out of your life, that I didn't trust anybody, even him. And the first few months, I started seeing signs that would trigger something that wasn't healed in me. And before I knew it, 17 years had gone by, and we had torn each other apart. Through our own pain and hurt, through our walls that we had erected to protect our hearts. And I never would let him know he hurt me to the validity that he hurt me, because I didn't want him to think he owned me. And I just was this tough broad, and the same went for him. And so I went through life, being cool over being connected. And I refused, I literally refused. When I went through my divorce, I put a do not disturb up on my heart and I let God begin to heal all my broken places because I refused to repeat cycles. I was never gonna marry another man that I could not trust with my whole life, that I knew they had my back more than anything. And God did bring me Mark Pothier. That is, when I look at Mark now, like we've been married for 7 years. God brought Mark into my life through Facebook. And not until I was healed. He brought Mark into my life at 39 years old. And we got married within 10 months. And it hadn't always been easy. But man, it's been safe. And I look back and I realize that 17 years, what I thought a marriage was supposed to look like was nothing of what God created a marriage to look like. You know, I feel safe with Mark. Mark doesn't tell me this is what you're going to do. No, he loves me into submission. And now I ain't even trying to be cool over connected with him. Now it's just, it just works because when you're in a relationship, God's way, it just works. But I had to fix me before God brought Mark into my life because I never trusted anybody ever. And Mark was the first man that I ever trusted beside my daddy, you know? And so you gotta heal. You gotta stop putting unfair expectations on people to heal you. And you gotta go in with God and get your whole butt healed. It's not even worth it. You only get to live one time. The next thing that you gotta do, y'all, is let go of a love that won't love you back. Let go of a love that won't love you back. Love is quite possibly the only thing that can both build and break a human being. And that makes moving on difficult. But you got to remind yourself that it is often the highlights that leave you longing for the past. The good memories, the beautiful memories, the building blocks. But there were also the downfalls, the breaks, the things that caused the relationship to end in the first place. There are so many breathtaking people in this world, people who have the potential to create with you something that is foundational, something that drives and inspires you to be a better person. And you got to open yourself up to them. You got to open yourself up to the kind of love that you deserve. Man, I'm just so thankful. I laid in that bed depressed after my marriage ended. And I laid in that bed and I remember praying. I was like, God, heal my marriage. And I remember God said, I'm not healing your marriage. And I thought, you are a mean, mean father. I'm like, what? You're not healing my marriage? And I remember God said, baby, you never asked me one time if that was your spouse. You never asked me, could you marry this man? Was this man supposed to be your husband? You went 17 years fighting like hell, and now you're asking me to heal a marriage that there's so much water under the bridge. Y'all are tore up from the floor up, and I need you to let go of a love that will never love you back appropriately. Y'all, I was mad at God. I screamed at God. But now I look back and I'm 12 years later, 13 years later. And I thank God he didn't answer my prayers because I wouldn't be traveling all over the world, loving people back to life. I would still be in that house, that dark, lonely house, fighting for a love that never would love me back. I would still be fighting, being abused, being hated. I would not be doing what God's called me to do if God would have answered my prayers. So you gotta let go of a love that won't love you back, and you got to trust God even when you can't trace him. Another thing that you got to do is let go of what you tolerate. Come on, tell yourself right now, let go of what you tolerate. It is quite simple. Life is not to be endured. Life is to be enjoyed. If there is something that you want to change, you have all the power in the world to change it. You have all the power in the world to change it. You do not have to keep toxic people in your circle. You do not have to stay in an unfulfilled relationship or put up with any aspect of your life. You do not go to counseling. If you're married, go to counseling. Y'all seek help. Stop just living mediocrity. Living in mediocrity. Stop just putting up with it. This is just the way it's always going to be. No, fix it. There's courage to be found within the hearts of those who refuse to simply stomach their life, within those who pledge to confront what makes them unhappy or ungrateful and focus on the things that do the opposite. It's up to you, baby. This is your world, and you are a whole grown person, and God did not create you to live in misery, to be miserable. Do something about it. If you're overweight, lose weight. Having all this extra weight on you, man, it makes you miserable. If you have anxiety and panic attacks, read some books to help you figure out how to renew your mind. If your kids are trifling and crazy, stop being their best friend and let them know, this is not going to happen. Stop being their best friend and put some guidelines down. I'm telling you, start putting your kids in bed early. If you're married and your marriage is suffering, put your kids in bed early, and you and your husband make a pretend picnic in your living room with some fruit and spend time together, getting to know each other again. You are the only one that can change your life. The next thing that you got to do is let go of the idea that it's too late. Let go of the idea that it's too late. It is truly never, ever, ever too late to change your life. It is never too late to become the person you always hoped you could be, or to love the way you have always wanted to love. We often forget that we are not bound by our past. We don't have to be who we were a year ago. We don't have to make the same mistakes we did when we were younger. We can want different things. We can seek different horizons. We have to believe that we are never too old, never too jaded, and never too broken to take our first steps toward change. We wake up every single day with the ability to start fresh. It is never too late to take advantage of that. Man, I pray that this blessed y'all today. I pray that you just had an epiphany, that you just had a perspective shift to get out of your place of misery, that you stop letting a season in your life that happened to you define your lifetime, and you get your whole tail unstuck. Stop repeating cycles and be a cycle breaker. You haven't seen anything yet. Your life is just beginning. My life just started at 40, y'all. 40 years old. I'm 46 today. I'll be 47 in a month and a half. I can't even believe it because I'm living my best life now. And it started at 40 years old. I went full-time ministry, married the love of my life. My kids are doing incredible. My two sons aren't statistics from divorce. You know why? Because I got up and I made my mind up that I refused to let the devil take a season and ruin my whole life. I was about to let the devil know, you're going to wish to God you would have taken me out when you could have, because I'm about to never waste my hell, baby. I'm about to find me again. I'm about to find my peace again. I'm about to find my joy again. And I ain't let nobody with skin on them, with waking up with bad breath, a bad head. I ain't gonna let them steal my joy another day of my life. If they want to stay broken, they can stay broken. But this one ain't gonna stay along with them, huh? I'm getting up. I'm picking myself up. I'm taking my courage back, my finances back, my peace back, my sleep back, my joy back, my love back. And I want it all back. I want it all back. I want it all back. I'm telling you, today's your day for a shift. Do it. Believe in yourself. See you're worth it. Man, I love you. I sure do love all of you. All of me loves all of you. Yes, I do. I'm thankful God connected me to you. I know that this was a divine appointment today for you to hear this, because it shook some of you completely free. I love y'all so much. I'm Real Talk Kim, realtalkkim.com. Stay connected. And remember, you let it go and let God. I love you tons. Peace out.